Today we pray for San Antonio Heights. It's a census-driven community of about 3,000 people. The median age is 48. The male-to-female ratio is 1 to 1. 66% are married. Families that have kids under 18 is only 31%. It's a designated place in the San Bernardino County, north of in northern Pomona Valley in the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains. And it's just part of Upland. There are 78% that speak English, 5% speak Spanish, 61% are white, 18% Hispanic, and 16% are Asian. 17% are born outside the U.S., and the median household income is high, around $85,000. This is all we could find. Their history, there's actually a book about it by Megan Hutter. It's an unincorporated community, the intro on it, at the head of historic Euclid Avenue. So it is above a certain area of us in the upper part, the northern part of Upland. The history of the area can be traced back to the way it was designed, its curved and circular streets, which took place in 1887. These circles and curves made the residents independent, and it created a community on the hill. They are a main stage for many innovations of irrigation, hydroelectric power, passenger, railroad, and other conveniences that brought quality of life for the entire nation. So their environment is similar to Upland. Their air quality struggles based on its location. It is in an earthquake zone and in a fire zone, and it has potential drought. It's at moderate right now. It also has poor air quality and can be sensitive to those who have asthma and that sort of thing because of the traffic. The government that oversees it is the Upland City Council, and it's under the Upland Unified School District. The crime grade is almost A and B in most of its areas because it's in the upper portion. The poverty is the lowest. It's only 3.9%. That's amazing. So we pray, Father, for all the district, the government, the environment, the crime, the poverty that is very low. We pray for intercessors that would claim this area for the Lord, and that they would pray for these that potentially have older believers, since the median age is 48, that they would have an awakening like in Ezekiel 37. Dry bones, wake up. Create an army that can still be active and moving in the ways of the Lord. We pray that people would be hot for the Lord, as you encourage the church in Revelation 3:15 through 16, that they would have, since they have more, that they would give to the poor that's in other areas nearby, that they would grow despite how small some of the churches might be, that they would reach older groups and a children's ministry, even though there's a smaller group of them. And that there would be outreaches to the Asian and Hispanic peoples, that maybe an American English speaking could share their church building with the Asian and Hispanic. We pray for the believers to be bold in sharing their faith with neighbors and with their people they work with, that they would take prayer walks, that they would pray for a revival and awakening, and for prayer groups to grow and ignite a major move of God in this small community, a suburb of Upland, but one that still needs to see an outpouring of God's, of the Holy Spirit. May we hear of it in the news, in Jesus' name.